Welcome to the I Run Because podcast. We all have a reason why we run. Each person has a unique purpose to answer their why. Your why moves you. Your why gets you across the finish line. Your why can motivate others. I Run Because seeks to inspire others by exploring the why of athletes who run for charitable organizations and causes. I'm your host, Joe Burchard, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, guide in life, my wife, Christine.
Hello.
Tonight, we're really excited. Christine, we have a celebrity. This is like, we live in town, and this is like a unicorn sighting. When you see this guy running, you know he's special. I'm so happy to have him on the show tonight. Everybody, let's welcome Hella Speeday.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Hella, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for your kind words.
Hella, I mean it. We live in Rochelle Park, and I know you do too. And when we see you running around, we're like, hey, that's the guy.
Our teenagers, yeah. Our kids even though. They're like, that's the guy everybody talks about.
So we're so excited that you could be on with us. You know, all season long, you've been helping our listeners and giving them tips and tricks about how to run and giving them motivation to run and start their own run streaks. And you've been giving some great information to our listeners. So I really want to thank you. And I know our listeners, a lot of people have written us and said, hey, listen, when are you going to interview Hella? When are you going to interview Hella? So I think this season we saved the best for last. And we're excited to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
So Hella, before you tell us a little bit about yourself, I do want to acknowledge today's a big day for you. Today,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken, something special happened. What happened today on your YouTube channel?
Well, I woke up this morning to seeing that we got up to 200,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's pretty insane to me to know that 200,000 people took time out of their day to click the subscription button on my channel just to follow the journey. So the feeling, I couldn't wrap my head around it because it's insane to think that amount of people just in general. So just feeling grateful about it.
That's great. God bless you. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That really is. That's quite an accomplishment. 200,000 people.
They're interested in his life.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Good for you.
Yes. Thank you.
So why don't you bring it back for us? How did you get into running? And well, even let me go back. I know you started out as an athlete in interested in soccer, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Why don't you start us from how you transitioned from soccer into running?
Yeah, so I grew up in West Africa, Mali, born and raised there. And Mali is a country that's just the only sport that we really focus on, we love, is soccer. So from the time that you can really walk, you're trying to play because you see others playing. So we grew up playing the game, fell in love with the game. And I came to the U.S. and I continued playing and got to play in high school, got opportunity to play Division I, and got opportunity to play at the professional level too as well. So I love the game so much, but one thing that I really hated, especially during my college days, I've never had to run so much in my life, was running. And then I know the game of soccer, you cannot play without running. But the fact that you're doing other things, you're chasing the ball, you're defending, you're jumping, you're tackling, you're heading. So you're not just focused solely on running. There's more stuff that's going on that keeps your mind distracted and focused in other areas. So it wasn't bad. But when it comes to the fitness days where you just go out there and just run sprints or doing a couple miles, the Cooper test, running 2 miles under 12 minutes, all of that, I did not like that at all. That wasn't something that I would say that even the fact that we ran so much in college, it made me even have more fear toward running. So fast forward to 2017, I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself, I'm always trying to be consistent at something in life. And whenever I try to do, even it's the gym, it only lasts 3 days, I never kind of stick to it. And I'm watching, I'm a huge car enthusiast. I'm watching this car YouTube channel. This guy named by the name of Paul Wallace, he has a YouTube channel called Super Cars of London. He said that I'm going to try giving running for 2017 New Year's resolution. And that was in January. So I just said to myself, this guy has never been an athlete in his life and he wanted to give running a try. And I've been an athlete, so I kind of have some kind of understanding of that. And why can I not do it? And I also like how I looked postseason. So when you're done playing in the season, you're in the best shape of your life. I like that look of myself, how I feel. And I said, well, it's a win-win situation. Let me try to run to keep that shape. If I'm not playing, it has to be running. So how can I face the running and not be afraid of it? And for once, hold myself accountable, because I always make excuses and some of them were valid, but I didn't focus on what I can control. So I just decided to tell myself, let me get out there just for 2 weeks to run 10 minutes a day. It didn't matter how fast I went, as long as I just go out there for 10 minutes and just enjoy the running without doing pressure, with any pressure. Pressure feels the most important part. So the fact that I had no pressure to go at a certain pace, to cover a certain distance, I fell in love with it. And the 2 weeks goal within a weekend, I was running more than 10 minutes. And I went to my girl and I said, I actually can see myself doing this for the rest of my life, but let me not get ahead of myself. Why don't we try for 365 days straight? And that's how the streak started. And I didn't even know streaking was a thing at all. I had no idea. Never heard of it till I got into it and people talked about it. And here we are today. Day 1,192 consecutive days.
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing. I'm going back to where you didn't even like running. You didn't like running.
My stomach used to drop. I couldn't sleep some nights before fitness. Every time the coach said you have a day off, I didn't like that because I know after the day off, it's all fitness. The following day, he's like, oh, your legs are fresh now. And then he runs us. So running wasn't a thing at all.
We had a guest on, Mary Ellen, and she challenged us to do a run streak. And I did it for 2 weeks, and I felt great about myself. Yeah. But that was it. I did 14 days and tap, I'm out. Congrats to you.
That's great.
Thank you.
So, Helen, you know, doing that much running, besides how you look, like, is it also, because I know a lot of the people that we talk to, there's kind of like a zen mm-hmm. feeling that goes over you when you run. Do you have that too when you're running?
It's not so much like, I mean, zen, the way I understand zen is like you're calm and then you're like peace of mind. For me, it's more of like I feel invincible. I feel like I can do anything I put my mind to. That's what running does to me. And then the feeling of it after you finish that run, no matter how hard it is, that post-run feeling, that feeling that you get, it's just unexplainable. So I always look forward to that. And then the days when I'm in the middle of the run, when I'm struggling, and I just think about how this is going to make me feel when I'm done versus the pain that I'm feeling at that moment. And it does bring a little bit of peace to the head because I daydream when I run. So, but more of it is how it makes me feel. I mean, I feel invincible. I feel like I can do anything I put my mind to, and I feel accomplished when I'm done.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
That's that runner's high. It's a runner's high that everybody talks about that you get. You know, whether it be right after a race, during a race, during a run, a train.
Yeah.
But I don't know about that many days straight for me. I need a couch day.
That's dedication. That's dedication. Like, I got to be honest with you, Hella. So one of the guests that we had on, like my wife was saying, she's a fan of yours. She started her own run streak. She's on, I forget how many.
She's on years too.
Yeah. I think she's like on 800 days, if I'm not mistaken. So she's like, listen, Hella's got a run streak. You can do a run streak. So my wife and I were like, all right, we're going to do this. And it was just so funny. Like there were nights where we came home from work and here it was, we're on the couch and it's like 9:30 at night. And we're like, oh my God, we got to go for this run. What are we going to do?
I did it.
We did it, you know, but you're right. Like there's a sense of accomplishment out of it. And you know, my idea of streaks, I mean, I did that back in my college days. We used to streak the commons. But so, Hella, let me ask you another question. So, actually, you just finished you did the marathon this year for the first time. Yeah, is that correct? The New York City marathon?
Yes.
And if you can, just tell me a little bit about the New York City marathon, your experience with it.
Yeah, it was the best race I've ever done. I've done a couple of races, nothing. When I started running, the goal wasn't anything about racing. That was not the thing. I just wanted to fall in love with running. And till this day, yes, I race, but that's not the goal. Because the goal for me is to race and PR. It wouldn't make sense for me to streak like this. I would have to change up my training method a little bit because you're not getting any rest days. So when I found out I got into the New York City Marathon, I had to... kind of my tapering day is to go slower, but still keeping my distance at a certain amount. So it wasn't like taking any doubt. So when I got in there, I was over 900 days of running onto the New York City Marathon. And it was an amazing experience from the start to the finish. The amount of people, the support, it was just insane. You're full on energy. The only time it was a little weird when we hit that 2 mile bridge, when it's just empty, it's just silence. All you hear is just stomping and heavy breathing. But it was just insane that people got up that early to support runners, do what they love. And I couldn't explain the feeling. And when people say that once you do it, you want to do it again, I never understood till I did it. And I said, if I have to do any more race and it would be my last, I would say the New York City Marathon, even though it's my only first marathon that I've done as a race. So it was unbelievable, that experience.
So the people at Rochelle Park don't come out and cheer you on when you get up at 5 a.m. for your runs?
I don't think anybody's up at that point. But I did see a couple of people here and there saying hi and stuff, yeah.
So, Hella, I gotta tell you a funny story. So, and it goes to, so you just recently did the New York City Subway Challenge, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was 275 miles?
245 miles.
245 miles. And you did it in an incredible 7 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes, correct.
And I got to give you kudos because each day you dedicated your run to another person to support the Black Lives Movement. And it was, what a great idea. And it was nice that you were really highlighting some special people. But
yes,
Christine, you want to tell them the story that you had.
Okay, Hella. So
this was a Hella sighting.
You don't, probably might not even know it's me, but so I know you do the end of our podcast, and I never saw you before, and I wasn't on Instagram. I've heard of you. So I forget what happened. I think my husband showed me your YouTube channel. So I was running in Rochelle Park and I saw you and I flagged you down and I said, Hella, it's me, Christine, from Joe and Christine's podcast.
Yeah.
And I thought you said, I'm out for a 3 to 5 mile run. So I didn't think anything of it. So then I was talking to Willie, the producer, and he goes, no, Christine, he's doing 35 miles a day. So I totally ruined your run. And I am so sorry.
No problem. I remember seeing you. We're talking about
Rachel Ab. Yes. And I'm thinking to myself, the last thing you want to do at the end of your run is to sit and talk to me. I'm so embarrassed.
No, you're fine. Because at that point, I'm like, a little brick won't hurt if I stop. Pause my watch real quick. Because it was a long
I am
day
so anyway, sorry.
It wasn't a legal situation. It was, in fact, I had a reason to stop and say hi to you.
I had no idea. I didn't know anything about your challenges. So I said, oh, he was so nice. He was out for a 3 to 5 mile run. And I'm willing to go.
Yes, it was about 35. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No problem. And, it's one of those things. What I got to was using the privilege I have to kind of shine light on something that we're going through. So a lot of the stuff that's going on in this world, we all get to see it now because of technology and social media. And the New York City Subway System Challenge was something that I saw and I wanted to challenge myself for it. And then I realized that running is bigger than me. So what can I do to make this a bigger thing? So it was when the George Floyd death happened and I dedicated the first run to him. And my message to people was that just do the right thing. It's not about this versus this. We're all one. We should all come together as equal and then just do what's right. Because at the end of the day, we are very similar than being different. And I wanted the people to hear those people's story. We're talking about George Floyd, Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, Amari Arbery, Breonna Taylor. So people can hear their story through their loved ones, because sometimes what happens is media, social media try to have something to give an excuse. And even though no one has the right to take one's life, that's why we have the judicial system. I wanted, like, for example, you two, your family members know you better than I do. So I wanted to have their story told through their family members. So any little piece that I wrote about them was what people said about them that knew them personally. And the whole point was just to make sure that everybody's treated equally. And it could be anybody. And then even though my Arbery is just a guy that went on a jog and I'm going through different towns that I've never been to for the last 3 years. And I'm in this area, so people know me well, but there are certain towns that I run through. People have no idea who I am. And then I could be a target. So it was one of those things that I felt like it was good to use my ability to run to bring attention to it. And then making sure that I was donating to the direct cause of those family members, not just Black Lives Matter movement, but to the direct cause that what people that they need help with, whether that's with their lawyers or whatever that they're doing to make sure that the justice is brought forward. So it was one of my favorite week of running, because every time I was in pain, it was a long run. I was in pain. My thinking was, no matter how much pain I'm in, I'll never experience what their family went through or what they're still going through or what some of these individuals went through, especially the last minutes of their lives. So that was one of the things that kept me motivated to keep pushing forward and not complaining about any pain I was enduring throughout 35 miles a day for a week.
No, that was great. And what a strong message too. And thank you for sharing that, because now more than ever, I think we just need to hear positive stories and we need to hear more messages like that. So thank you for sharing that.
And, no problem.
You know, I'm sorry. I still go back to when my wife goes, nah, he said he was running 3 to 5. No, that was 35 miles a day.
I couldn't comprehend it. I couldn't comprehend it.
So, Hella, I also know you have another project that you're working on right now. I'm not sure sure how much you can show or to tell us about your next project. But if you can, tease a little bit to our listeners and some of your followers about what the project you're working on right now.
Yeah, I'm working with Roadrunner Sports. We have one on Route 4, actually. It's a dedicated running store. It's all about running, shoes, apparel, everything running. So I'm working with them doing some docuseries. So it's going to be, I have my own story, and there's going to be a couple more people with their own story. So basically, the title of the series is Make Every Mile Count. So I share my passion for running, what got me into running, and how I make every mile count. So that's basically it. So you're going to see a in-depth story for me and a few other people and how I got going, and see a lot of running footages. We ran a lot when we were shooting. It was exciting. A lot of running happened. We're talking about the distance running, the speed agility that I do, the parachutes. We did a lot of stuff. We got to go to Hoboken, the city line. And so I'm looking forward to it. So I think the goal is to have it out by the fall or sometime in a month or two. So once it's out, I'll make sure that I let you guys know.
Oh, that's great.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope we're not going to spoil too much, but you know, talking about every mile counts, one of the goals of this podcast is to find out why people run and to hear they run because hence the title of the podcast. So, so Hella, you run a crazy amount of miles. You have an insane number of followers on YouTube, Instagram. Yeah. You're an absolute pleasure to talk to, but
thank you.
I think our listeners want to know why do you run?
You know, the thing is, I always come back to, it's a privilege that not everybody has. I have both of my legs. I've many times in my life, countless amount of time, I see people who are amputated. We're talking about war veterans. We're talking about freak accidents. People would do anything to walk, let alone run. So this is something that I have. So in the back of my head, I'm kind of running for them, representing them too. And the personal goal part for me to hold myself accountable, stop making excuses, that I'm past that, because I prove it to myself that I could do anything I set my mind to. So at this point, it's not about proving myself right anymore. It's doing it for anything that's bigger than me. Even the races that I do, I don't do the races because I really want to do the races. I do it for a reason. My first mile race, I dedicated to suicide awareness. The race I did after that, the half marathon, I knew a family in Wyckoff who both the mom and the daughter were terminally ill with cancer. So I ran on their behalf and we made sure that we were raising money for them. So there's a purpose behind it for me. So I run for others, for other people that are in need. And I use my privilege having both of my legs and doing it, because at the end of the day, when everything stopped today on day 1,192 consecutive days of running, I would say I took advantage of those day 1,192 days by actually running. So it becomes more like that reason that I'm motivated and keep on going every single day. And there hasn't been a day where I felt like I don't want to do this. And that if that day comes when I'm completely not in love with it, I will not force myself, and then I'll stop then. But as the way it's looking, it doesn't look like it'll be anytime soon.
That's great.
The streak
That's
continues. Great.
The streak continues. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, Hella, this season, so Christine and I, we were both part of Achilles New Jersey. And Achilles is a running organization that pairs disabled or different able-bodied people with guide runners. And so many of the people that we interviewed this season and so many of our colleagues and our friends all have almost a very similar reason why they run, that they like to run because there's other people who can't do it. And you're right. When we run and we guide with other people, there's no greater feeling than and sense of accomplishment, knowing that you help somebody else get across that finish line.
And exactly. It helps me too. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just one-sided. We get a lot out of it.
It's a win-win situation.
It definitely really is.
Yeah. So with that segue, Hella, I'm going to throw. So this season, you threw a couple of challenges at our listeners. You gave them tips and tricks, but nobody's thrown a challenge at you. So my wife's looking at me right now like I'm crazy. So I'm going to throw a challenge at you, Hella.
Let me hear.
And so the challenge is our Achilles group. We meet two times a week. We meet on Sundays and we meet on Wednesdays. And we'd love to have you come and join us one weekend or one day for a jog and be able to run with some of our athletes and get to meet some of our athletes. We have visually impaired. We have autistic runners. We have.
I would love to do that. Definitely.
All right. All right. Yes.
Without a doubt.
My wife's looking at me like I'm crazy. She's like, what did you?
I'm definitely down for that.
It's an inspirational group of people. And I know a lot of our guides and athletes were very excited today because we just finished running with them. And we had to cut our run short to come home and do the interview. And at least four of them said, can you tell them I said hi?
Yes, so that's nice.
I know that you would be like a local celebrity that would come.
We have a local. Rochelle Park's a small town. We have a celebrity, a running celebrity in town. Bob.
Definitely will join.
All right. Listen, I'm going to hold you to that, Hella.
Sure. You can.
I know you're a busy guy, so I don't want to keep you much longer. But listen, I want to thank you really personally.
No problem.
It was great having you this season, and some of the tips and tricks and the motivation that you gave our listeners was fantastic. Really appreciate you doing that. If you can, give us a quick shout out. Where can people follow you on Instagram? Where can they follow you on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube as Hella Good. It's HellaHGood. And also on Instagram, Hella Good, HellaHGood, but with the number 9 after on Instagram. I got that nickname in college. So playing soccer, I had my best friend, who's still my best friend now, would make signs, and then other players from other teams of other sports at UMass would just bring that to our games and then just have it up. So when I first created Instagram, I was like, why not just use that name? And that's how that started sticking around.
That's great.
To this day, it's Hella Good.
It's a great name. It's great.
Yes. So anything, I always tell people, anything you do in life, it's not necessarily me since it's part of my name. Anything you do a Hella Good. If you're going for a run, run Hella Good. If you want to give someone a hug, give them a Hella Good of a hug. At the end of the day, you're just giving your best. That's what it's all about. So that's the message I'm sending everybody. And your best varies every single day. Today, my best might be different than yesterday's. But at the end of the day, if I'm giving my best, I shouldn't really compare them. I should just say, today's circumstance is different than yesterday. As long as I know I'm giving my best within that circumstance, I just have to be happy with that. And that's how you progress. So the Hella Good thing is just give your best no matter what.
All right. I love it. Listen, this season, I think Christine and I, we did a hell of a good season.
Hella Good.
That's it. We gave it our all this season.
Yes, you did. I saw you guys. I saw you were streaking. I saw you on Facebook and everything, Joe. And Instagram too. I saw the post.
Yeah, listen, you know,
which is great.
Work got a hold of me, but I think things are going to start to slow down. And you know what?
There's
a
lot of excuses here, Hella. Well, we have a lot of excuses.
Hella, you know what, Hella?
Yeah,
it's only
if
fair.
There's a will, there's a way. I always say, if there's a will, there's a way. Even if listen, 5 minutes goes a long way.
I threw you a challenge. Show. And I think I'm going to throw my wife a challenge. I think
last time you did it. I listened to you.
We're up for another run challenge.
Let me hear this challenge.
We're gonna break our run streak.
I did 2 weeks straight, Joseph.
Yeah, we're gonna break our run streak. Pinky swear on it right now. Come on.
For Hella Good, I
for Hella Good. There you go. There you go, Hella. We're gonna start our run streak.
All right.
Listen, Hella, when I'm running, you could bother me while I'm running. You can get me definitely back. You could stop me in the middle of my run.
I'll stop you. If I'm driving by,
I'll pause my watch for you.
I'll give you a water bottle. Yes, for sure.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
It was great talking to you, Hella.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks so much.
What I want to say is it goes both ways. Your energy, it's really appreciated. You guys are kind people, all three of you. We got Willie, that's part of the whole thing. So thank you guys for always thinking of me and having me be part of this. So it was exciting to share my passion and journey with you guys.
Great. Thanks so much, Hella. It was good talking to you tonight. Christine, there you go. We just wrapped up season 1 of I Run Because. special shout out to Hella Sidibe for giving us the run tips. But Christine, we had a lot of fun, right? We got to meet a lot of people from all over the country. We got to learn about people, why they ran, why they still run.
They inspired me.
They definitely inspired us.
Get out the next day to run. I heard like a story. I would be like, all right, let me go out and run.
They didn't inspire you enough to finish your cross stitch. That I know.
That's still on top.
That's still on top of the counter.
Season two.
We're gonna finish the cross stitch. Well, listen, everyone. There you have it. Thanks so much for listening, Christine and I. It was an absolute pleasure sharing these experiences with you. Please stay subscribed. Stay tuned for season two. So many great people that we met this season. Rebecca, Annie, I'm trying to think of some of the...
Declan Joe,
Terry and John Sterling from Vegas, Alan Kaufman, Aaron. We had so many people throughout the season. Everyone's story inspired us, motivated us. But if you like season one, please stay tuned because Christine and I think we have some more in the tank and we're excited to do season two. What do you think?
I'm in.
You're in. All right. There you go, folks. So again, stay tuned, stay subscribed, and take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy running, everybody.
Happy running. Keep your run streaks alive.